Okay, we are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Gimel. We are up to Siv Zayin. It's the very end of page Zayin, about to turn on to page 14. And the Mechaber says as follows: Hamitil Mayim min Hatsofim Vilifnim. One who is relieving himself of Mei Raglayim, and he is standing in an area of the Tsofim and inwards. And the Rama explains, what is the Tsofim? Pirish, Mokom Shi'echolim Liros Misham Harabayas. It's a place that you are able to see the Harabayas from. Umisham Vahola Ein Yecholim Liros. And from there on, you can't see. So it's the furthest place from Harabayas where you're still able to see Harabayas. If one is relieving himself of Ketanim over there, the Mechaber says, Lo Yeshev Uponov Klapi HaKodesh. He should not sit down with his face facing towards the Beis HaMikdash. Now, we mentioned yesterday in Sif Hey, the Rama said, Ulahatul Mayim B'chol Inyan Shari. When we were talking about Gedolim and we said specifically what direction you should be facing, the Rama said that when it comes to Ketanim, you could face any direction. And here we see the Mechaber already is limiting the direction. So the difference is that here the Mechaber is talking about when you're very close to the Makom HaMikdash, you already can see the Harabayas. But if you're further away, so then that's what the Rama was talking about, that it wasn't a problem. If you look at the Bir Halacha, the last Bir Halacha on page Zayin, he points out, Vidas HaGrom, we'll see this mentioned in our Mishnah Berurah today, this is really a Bir Halacha from the other Sif. The Bir Halacha says, Vidas HaGrom Deletzad Marav Oser Gam Bazeh, that when it comes to Mei Raglayim, the Gra is Machmir even on that case. Mipnei Shashchina B'Marav, because the Shechina is in the west. And a person reveals himself when he goes ketanim. But the Gra says, rather a person should lean himself towards the east or one of the other sides. Or to a place where there is a wall nearby. And the Berlocha finishes on the next line and writes, even though the Gra says that one should be machmir to not face the west when he's being matal mei raglayim, the minhag is to be lenient like the Shulchan Aruch, that you could do it anywhere. And it's very logical that in our places where we walk around with pants, the ein derech lefro es atzmo, a person doesn't reveal himself that much, gam lahagra yesh lahakel, that even the gra would be maskim that one could be lenient. But that's again talking about when you are further away, you're nowhere near the Makom HaMikdash. The halacha today comes in halacha zayin, the Mechaber says that one who's being matal mayim and atzofim v'lefnim, you're ready from the area in which you can see the Beis HaMikdash, then you should not be facing the Makom HaMikdash. The Ramah continues on the next page, elo letzofon o ledarom, rather you should be facing the north or the south. O yisalek hakodesh letzdodin, or you should make sure that the Makom HaMikdash is towards your side, meaning it should be on a diagonal. It shouldn't be that you're facing it directly. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Yud Gimel, the second to last Mishnah Berurah on page Zayin. Lo yeshev uponav kein tzarach lomer. That's from the Taz and Shari Achronim that you should add the word lo, that you should not sit facing the Makom HaMikdash. Elo letzafon, the Ramah said, rather you should be facing the north, when the last line. V'hu adin im achorav klapi hakodesh shari batalas meiraglayim. When we're talking about going ketanim, it could be also that your back is facing towards the Makom HaMikdash. That is okay. V'ayim bebir hagro shehiskim da'afilu min hatzofim v'lachutz in ponov klapi hakodesh osur batolos meraglayim. So here the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gra that we just mentioned in the Bir Halacha, that the Gra holds that even when you're beyond the tzofim, you're beyond it, you can't see anymore the Makom HaMikdash, still it's osur to do meraglayim when you're facing the Makom HaMikdash. No, it's not obvious at all, because the Shulchan Aruch argues with it. The Gra says it, and everyone else argues, so it's not obvious. It might be obvious.
Like, you shouldn't go up to the Sefer Torah. And
okay, right. So that point is right. The what we're saying here is that when you're outside the area that you can't see the Beis HaMikdash, so then it doesn't matter which direction you face. I thought you were saying that was obvious. Right. We'll see more of these things.
But I mean, if you're at the Kotel, most people would figure out.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, that is correct. 100%. And the Mishnah Berurah continues with some more rather obvious halachas.
Even when you can't see it?
The Kiddush of the Gra is that even if you are beyond the place where you can see the Makom HaMikdash, you still should be machmir there. But you could say in other ones that...
I mean, even in Waterbury, we're still in Waterbury.
You can't see the Beis HaMikdash from Waterbury.
No, but I'm saying you can't...
So the Gemara says that you shouldn't face the west when you're being matal meraglayim, even if you're in Waterbury. So we're saying that's the Gemara saying, but other Shulchan Aruch arguing with that and saying only west is around.
Everyone would agree that if you can see the base of Mikdash, you shouldn't.
Correct. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayta, we're on page 14, the top line of the Mishnah Berurah. Aser lamud lipanos lahedya neged beis hakneses of beis hamedrash. This is exactly what Dr. Dreyfus just told us is obvious, and now the Mishnah Berurah states the obvious, that a person should not stand up to relieve himself of gedolim and reveal himself across from a beis hakneses of beis hamedrash, exactly the example he just gave. One does not want to be included in those that the pasuk says about them that their backs were to the Heichal Hashem and they relieve themselves with their backs facing the Beis HaMikdash. V'chein lo yaseh Beis HaKiseh muchuvan neged Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash. One also should not make a Beis HaKiseh across from a Beis Knesses or a Beis Medrash. Shelo yia piatavas megula negdom. So that someone should not be revealed Keneged these holy places. V'imbone kosel be'emtza lahafzik be'mechitzas beis hakisa lebeis hakneses. However, if besides the bathroom wall, besides the wall of beis hakisa, you put an additional wall to separate from the beis hakisa to the beis hakneses, l'chore ein lahachmir v'ayin ba'ar sasachayim. And Note number 80 just points out that you also have to be careful, besides the fact that there's a wall separating, so it's not a problem of revealing oneself, but also the smell. It shouldn't be too close to the Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash, that the smell from the Beis HaKiseh should not reach the Beis HaKnesses or the Beis HaMedrash.
Just to clarify, the two things you just said, that don't use a sharing wall that separates the shul part and the bathroom part. Don't do that. But if it's two separate walls, I guess you'd like some sort of space like a lobby if you need that time. Is that what you just said?
Yes. Yes, it's clear that there is already an existing wall of the Beis HaKiseh. It doesn't say in Beferish is a wall in the Beis Medrash, but it's saying besides the wall of the Beis HaKiseh, there should be an additional wall there. Is there already a wall from the Beis HaKnesses? That wasn't clear exactly if there are three walls now separating or just two walls. It's not perfectly clear.
You go from the shul part, the room that's the shul, to the bathroom part, and into the lobby, into a door that takes care of the bathroom. But it turns out there's a wall separating.
Right, so that would be...
That would be a problem.
That would not be a problem. If there's a wall...
You're using the same wall. It's separating from that from the shul part.
Well, you're saying you have the wall of the shul.
Like, for instance,
and then you have the wall of the Beis HaKiseh.
For instance, if the other side of this wall sitting behind me, there was a bathroom over there that you enter around back.
Oh, you're saying in some cases they have exactly one wall. So that, right, according to this, that would be a problem. Correct. I assume there's room to be makel, because anyway, our bathrooms inside, when you go into a stall, it has another wall. So that would already be counted as, it could be.
The wall that the toilet is up against is a wall in the bathroom room.
Oh, you're saying if the toilet's mamish up against that wall, that would be a problem, Lachara. Yes. That's what they have in
Buddha. I see that in many locations.
I wasn't even considering that possibility, but right, that lechora would be against what we're saying now. Yes, there should be an additional law, correct. Let's go weiter in Sif Ches. The Mechaber says, Kishenifne basada, one who is relieving himself of gedolim in a field, imhu achore hagodar yiponem yad. Once he goes beyond the wall that's there, the fence that's there, he could already relieve himself right on the other side of the fence. Ubabika, but in an open area, yisrachek ad makom shelo yuchal chaveiro liros peru. Then he should distance himself far enough that a person looking should not see him being revealed. So again, if it's a sada where there's a wall, so you're behind the wall, you can't be seen. But if you're in an open area where there's no wall, so go far enough that your revealed parts cannot be seen. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Tesvav Yiponem Yad, once you go beyond the gate or the wall, you can relieve yourself right there. Daha Ein Chaveu Roes Peruo. Because of the wall, your friend does not see you revealed. V'chein B'chotzer Achore Kos Labayis. And so too, in a courtyard that's beyond the wall of the house, it would also be okay. V'afa Pisha Chaveiro Shomea Kol Itusho Shalamata. Even though your friend can hear you when you make noise from the bottom, ein de kachlum, that's not a concern. Shebashmos kol ita shalamata ein bo iser mishum tznius. The noise that a person makes when he relieves gedolim, that's not a chisaron in tznius, in modesty. Ela sheicherpa ubushel v'niadam. Rather, that's just an embarrassing ubushedik thing to people. Umish eino makbid, eino makbid. That's totally on the person. If he's not makbid, he's not makbid, but it's not a lack of tznius. And therefore, even though you're right beyond the fence and you could be heard, since you can't be seen, it would be okay mitzat tznius. And anything else, that's if your own discretion. If it bothers you, so then move further. But if you're not bothered, then it will be okay, mitzvah tznius. And again, in the field, we said you should go in an open area. You should go further away so a person can't see. Peruo says the Mishabur and Sefkatan to Zion wrote to Lomar Giluyov, his revealed parts. Umashim Megalam Ibisaro Mulafanov Omila Acharov. This Giluyov, this is revealed part, is that which is revealing in the front or in the back. The Afal Pisha Roa as Gufo, the Shomea Kol Itu Shalo Shari. And even though the person could see your other parts of your body, he could see that you're there and he could hear you, but since he can't see the revealed parts in the front or the back, that's enough of a distance to be considered Tznius. Now we go to Halacha Yud. Very short Mechaber, but a big Mishabura. Says the Mechaber, Lo Yikanach Biyad Yumin. A person should not wipe himself with his right hand. So the Mishabura says in Sefkaton Yudzayin Biyad Yumin, one should not be Mekaneach with the right hand. Mipnesha Kosher Batfilin Al Zroa Hasmoli. Because a person, a righty, uses his right hand to wrap the tefillin on the left hand. Now this is different than the tying that we saw, that a righty ties his left shoe foot because he ties on his right. That's because the tying goes on the right. Here we're talking about the hand that you use for the putting on the tefillin. You use your right hand to put the tefillin on your left, and therefore your right hand has this extra level of kedusha that you use it for the wrapping, and therefore one should not be mekaneach with the right hand. Now, what about the fact that the tefillin is going on your left hand? So if you look at note number 9, he just points out, Umashim mutil kaneach biyad smol, shaleh meniach as tefillin. The question everyone's bothered by, you can't use your right hand because you wrap the tefillin with your right hand, but why are you allowed to use the left? You're wrapping it on your left. So there the Levush Esrad writes, Shekevan she'ein meniach as tefillin al hayad. Since you're not putting the tefillin on the hand, Ela al hazroa bilvad, the tefillin goes on your arm, not on your hand, Ein isur l'kaneach ba'usu hayad, that hand is not off limits for the kinuach. Masha'en kein b'kshiras ha'tfilin shenasis b'yaratzma. The wrapping of the tefillin, you're using your right hand to wrap the tefillin. And therefore you shouldn't use your right hand. Your tefillin is not going on your left hand, it's only going on your left arm. The only place it's going on your right hand is the middle finger, which is why we're going to see the next halacha, that one should not use his middle finger where the tefillin is wrapped around for that. But continuing on in note number 9, just for a moment, Ulashafshef nitzotzo shalmei raglayim biyad yamin. So we said a person shouldn't use his right hand for the kinuach, but what about wiping off if there's mei raglayim using that? So the Beis Yosef writes, Meshen the Muke Yosef Shemutter. You could also kill a louse with your right hand. Anything else that's disgusting that you wanna clear away zevel or tsoa with your right hand, that's all okay. So that which we're forbidding with the right hand because you wrapped the tefillin is only the kinuach, not any other disgusting kind of thing you could come up with. That would not be off limits. Says the Mishabura Viter, besides this reason that we just brought down, of that you tie the tefillin with your right hand onto your left arm, there are other reasons brought down in the Gemara, and note number 10 quotes the Gemara in Brachos and brings down the other reasons why one should not use his right hand. The Torah was given with the right hand, shenemar mimino eish dos lamo. So we see the Torah was given with the right. It's common for a righty to put his right hand towards his mouth, and that would be disgusting. When a person is following along in the Torah, so he uses his right hand. They follow along with their right hand. And these are all different reasons the Gemara is giving why a person should not use his right hand for the kinuach. But look in the Mishabura Vaiter in the third wide line. V'tov lizar milakaneach be'etzba ha'emtsoi shekoreach olav haratzuos. Besides the right hand being off limits, the left hand, the middle finger, should be off limits as well because you wrap around the ratzuos of the tefillin on that finger. So therefore, you're limited to the other four fingers on your left hand. V'kasu ha'achronim di'itir yad, one who is a lefty, shekol inyan of oseh b'smol, that he does everything with his left hand, mekaneach b'smol diday, he should use for the kinuach his left hand, shehu yamin kol adam, which means he should use his right hand. His left hand, meaning his weaker hand, which is the right hand of everyone else. What if he writes with the left hand, does other things with his right hand, or the opposite? Look in the Bir Halacha. But look at note number 11 over here. So we just mentioned that when it comes to a lefty, since he wraps his tefillin with his left hand, he shouldn't do the kinuach with the left hand, he should do the kinuach with his right hand. So the note writes, Ubetama dover kasvo ataza magen Avram, shelefi shlosha min ha-ta'amim ha-niskarim b'gemara yesh le'iter lo-kaneach b'yad yamin da'alma. Because of three of the reasons that we just mentioned before that the Gemara brings down, a lefty should use his right hand in the kinuach. Dehainu lefi ha-ta'am shekosher ha-tefillin b'yad smol. First of all, the first reason, which is that you shouldn't use the hand that you are wrapping the tefillin with, and you're wrapping with your left hand, so a lefty shouldn't use his left hand. And from the other reason that you shouldn't use the hand that you normally put towards your mouth, the lefty uses his left hand to go towards his mouth if need be. A lefty would also use his left hand to follow along in the Torah. And the Taz adds the biggest chiddush, Vataz Hosef, Sheyesh Lasos Kein Af Lefi Atam Shatorah Nitna B'Yamin. Even according to the reason, the Torah was given with the right hand, which is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right hand, the Taz says that also would apply to a lefty not to use his left hand. Mishum Sheyad Smol Da'alma Harehi Yamin Shalo. Because the left hand is really his right hand. And therefore, even we can say, even when Hashem gave the Torah in the right, for his purposes, it's the left. And therefore, for all the reasons given why a righty shouldn't use his right hand, a lefty shouldn't use his left hand. Fine. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Yud Aleph. What? No, according to this, Taz is saying.
Taz is saying that that's a stronger hand, so the lefty is stronger hand than the left.
Right, that's what Taz is saying, yeah.
Saying that the
no.
Unless okay,
we can fight out afterwards. Zakti mechaber vayter sif yud aleph lo yikanach becheres. One should not use for the kinuach pottery mishum kshafim because of witchcraft reasons. Velo ba'asavim yaveshim, and he shouldn't use dried grasses. Sham mekaneach bedover shaor sholeipo, because one who uses things that the fire can rule over shinov hatachtonos noshos, that could be damaging to his guf on that part of his body. That's a little bit of a heebie-jeebie reasons over here. Velo bitzur shekina bo chaveiro. We know in the olden days they used to use rocks to do the kinuach, so one should not use a rock that his friend already used. Mipnei shemevi es adam lidei tachtonios, because it lead a person to get a disease. Says Rama, the achshav shebotei kiso shalonu einon basada. Nowadays that our base akises are not in the fields, nogu lekaneach becheres. Our minog is to yes use cheres. We also are noheg to use things that the fire can rule over. Ve'inomazik, and it is not damaging, or as long as it will not be damaging. And go see what people are using. So let's see the Mishabura on this. The Mishabura says in Sivkoton Yud Ches, we said that one should not use cheres. We're talking about pottery that's smooth. Even if it's smooth, then it won't chop up your flesh, which obviously we don't want to use it. Because if it's not a smooth piece of pottery, it has small grooves. Obviously, that's also going to be a sakana. That it shouldn't rip apart your guf in that part of the body. We said one should not use the tzror, the rock, the pebble that his friend used. Aval imkina hu atzmo bo. But if you use that rock already, or your friend used it, oshe yavish, or your friend used it, it's already dried up. Oshe kinach mitzar ache, or your friend used one side of it, you're going to use the other side. Lay slumba, then it's not a problem to use it. And then the Rambam said, nowadays that our base akise are not in the sada, sifkotan chaf, velo shchichi kshafim, since they're not in the field, it's not common to have a problem of witchcraft. Lochein mutter becheres, therefore it would be mutter to use pottery. Vedavke muchalak beknab, like we said before, that which would matter to use cheres is only mitzad the witchcraft, not mitzad the fact that it might rip up your body, and therefore it would have to be only if it's a smooth piece of pottery. We said also you could be makil to use a dover with a fire can rule over it. Ef sekot nachaf aleph, ef shir davku le'inyan shar dvarim. It could be this is specifically other items. Aval le'inyan asavim yaveshim, but in terms of the dry grasses, gam la'agoy yesh lachmir. If according to this Ramah who's lenient, you should be machmir not to use these dried grasses. Dehem mechatkanas habasar, because they tear up the flesh. Kidlakamon Bisimin Shinyud Bay Sefei Ayam Primagadim. Kasa Bagosu Kiva Eger Bishema Sefer Charedim. This is an interesting halacha brought down from Rukiva Eger Bishem, the Sefer Chasidim. Kishiyote Beis Akise, when a person leaves the Beis Akise, Yira Hamakom Shiyoshav Olav Shilo Yet Tinofos, he should make sure that the toilet is not dirty. Shema Yavo Chaveru Pitom Obalaila Vieshav Olav, because your friend might come in and sit on it. It's funny that we need Rabbi Kiv Eger, Bishem, the Sefer Chasidim, to teach us basic Menschlichkeit. It doesn't seem that he's getting into heebie-jeebie things. It seems like just basic Derech Eretz. Okay, let's continue in the Mechaber in Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber says, Yiponet Bitsnius Balailo Kamo Bayom. One who is revealing, who's going to the bathroom at night, he should be just as tsanua as not at night as he is during the day. And the Mishabura says, it's a katan Chof Beis, Rotzalomar means to say, Shelo Yigala Atzmo Yosem Vayom. A person should not reveal any more of his guf than he reveals during the day. Velo Yigala Atzmo Achiyeshev Uchiagavna, like we mentioned last night, one should not reveal himself until he is sitting down. And similar things. Kilofonov Yisbara Chashecha Kaora, because you need to be Tzanua, like we learned already a few times, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in front of Hashem, the darkness is like light, there's no difference. Aval ein tzarach lehisrafik. So even though in terms of the actual tznius, the way a person goes to the Beis Akise, he should be the same level of tznius at night as he is during the day. However, in terms of being marchik, going further away, like we mentioned before, going so a person can't see you, well, if it's nighttime, a person can't see you if you're closer. So the ein shom adam, if there is no one around, mefane berachov, a person can relieve himself in the streets. V'rakshi yizar shlo yeh b'mokom hiluch b'nei adam. And she just makes sure it's not in a place where people are walking. Kedei shlo yitanfu b'nei adam al yodo. So people should not get dirty by walking in those places after he relieved himself there. And therefore, you don't have to distance yourself the way you have to during the day so a person can't see you because they can't see anyway. But you shouldn't do it in a place where people are going to be walking. Aval im yesham adam. But if a person is around, afilu nachri, even if it is a non-Jew, aser liponos, the fun of it is aser to go gedolim in front of him. The Chol Zelui Paros, this is all talking about for Gedolim. Aval HaShem, when it comes to Ketanim, Mutter Afilu Bayom Bifnei Rabim. This is Mutter, even during the day, even in front of people. Im Tzarech Lakaf, if this is necessary, She'ein Lo Mokom. If you have nowhere else to do it, so you're allowed to do it even in public. V'afilu Bifnei Isha, even in front of a woman. Mishum Deika Sakanta Im Yamid Atmo, because it is potentially dangerous if a person holds it in. And therefore, when it comes to Ketanim, if a person has nowhere else to go, so you can do it even in front of people, even in front of a woman, to avoid the Sakana. However, the Isha Lo Tamod Lahashina Filu Neged Panov Shaltinok. However, that's all by a man. A woman should not stand up for Ketanim even in front of a child, a baby. Mishum Deika Chatzifusa, that's considered Chutzpah, that's Chatzifusa. Aval Tzadim, but if she turns to the sides, She'ena Mish. Mashtenes mamish neged panav, that she's not doing the ketana mamish across from him, leis lanba, then it's less of a concern. Now, look at note number 13, a very important note. So we just said that a person could relieve himself of ketanim even during the day in front of people, and it's not a problem. Ubizmanenu shematzui b'chom mokom beis akisei. But nowadays, let's bring this to nowadays. Nowadays, where we have, Baruch Hashem, many places where there is a Beis Akisei, the Esher Lahatil Mei Raglayim B'tznius, and therefore it is possible for one to go Ketanim in a private way. So Rav Moshe writes, Sheroi L'chol Yerei Shamayim Leilich L'Shom Gam L'Tzorchav HaKetanim. It is befitting for a person to go into a Beis Akisei even for Ketanim. Shekevan She'efsher B'kalos Lasos Kein Nechshav Kemi She'ein Lo Tzorch L'Espanos Bachutz. Since a person can easily go there, so it's considered as if he has no reason to do it outside. The Mishnah Berurah only said, when it's a great need, it could possibly be a sakana, but if there's a bathroom, you could just go inside. So there would be no heter to do it, to reveal oneself outside. And therefore, a person should have walls put up around a place where a person is going ketanim. Umashe lo nogu lahakbir al kach, humishum shesomchen al kach, shebuchal doros otitnu tznius batalas mei raglayim. I think what he's talking about is between the soles, that you should put up walls, like from places have, but you go to a rest stop, you know, they don't have, but from places should have the walls put up, because you should do it in a tznius stick away, now that we have the possibility. I want to just do one small bir halacha. on that which we discuss in the lefty and the righty. So just one interesting thing. We said a few reasons in the Gemara that a lefty should bedafka use his right hand for the kinuach, and a righty should use his left hand. A, the tefillin that you're wrapping the tefillin with, you don't want to use the hand that you wrap the tefillin with, you don't want to use the hand that you put to your mouth. But the Shaila is, and the Mishnah Berurah addressed it a little bit, he said, I am be'alacha, for a person who writes with his left hand, does the other actions with his right hand. So we know when it comes to tefillin, if you write with your left hand, you put on the tefillin like a lefty, you consider a lefty, you're putting your tefillin on your right hand. So, but if you do all your other actions with your right hand, so here, there's different reasons they clash. So by a righty, all the reasons apply not to use the left hand. By a lefty, all the reasons apply not to use the left hand. By a righty, all not to use the right hand. But when you have this person who writes with his left hand, does everything else with his right hand, so he's putting tefillin on his right hand, so he's wrapping the tefillin with his left hand, and therefore, mitzah, the tefillin reason, he should not use for the kinuach the left hand. On the other hand, if he's going to do something with his mouth, he's going to use his right hand, because the only thing he does with his left hand is writing. He eats with his right hand. So according to that reason, he shouldn't use his right hand. So if you look at the Bir Halacha, he just points out, in Lo Yikanach B'Yad Yamin, Ayin B'Mishabura V'Itish Akoseb B'Smol, a lefty who only writes with his left hand, who shar ma'isav oseb yamin, all his other actions he does with his right hand, mitzadna primigodim levushe srad, diyikanach b'smol da'alma, that he should use his left hand for the kinuach. V'loaz linan basar k'siva didei, we don't go after the way he writes, after kosher b'tfilin, even though he's going to wrap his tfilin with the arm that he writes, meaning his left arm, but he still should use the kinuach with his left hand. And note number 12, in the second paragraph, the Prima Gadim and the Levushei Srad just explained the reason, what we just spoke out. Sha'afa gad lefiat tam shel kshiras ha'tfilin ha'yitzarach l'kaneach b'yamin da'alma. Even though mitzad the reason of tfilin, he wraps his tfilin with his left hand, so therefore he should do the kinuach lefi that reason with his right hand. Mikom mokom lefiat ta'amim ha'achim shel b'gemara sham, according to the other reasons that are brought in the Gemara, dehainu sheba'osayat marim es tamei ha'torah, the hand that he would use to point to in the Torah, ushiragilim lehoshet lepeh, the hand he would normally use to go to his mouth, so then he would do those things with his right hand. So tzarechu lekaneach b'yamin shelo, dehainu b'smol. Therefore, he would have to do the kinuach with his left hand. And therefore, that's just an interesting halacha. So there is a scenario where a person will put his tefillin on one hand, and he will use the kinuach with the hand that he is using for the wrapping of the tefillin. We'll stop over here. Tomorrow, I want to just tell everyone that the shiurim besides on Kol HaLashon are also now on Shas Illuminated online, so if anyone wants to hear them. And tomorrow, we're going to have shiur early, because I'm going away for Yontif, around noontime. So we could just decide a time. If anyone's able to make it in the morning, so whatever the best time would be, we'll do it in the morning. But starting Thursday and through next week, I'll record all the shiurim, and we'll continue Sunday, the day after Pesach, and Mitzvah Shem. So if we could just take a little...